Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go!
Hey, welcome to Friday's show. Hope you're in a good mood. I'm in a good mood. It's Friday morning, studio.
Morning!
Let's go around the room now. You should get 15 seconds of first. His son's basketball team is on a winning streak, and he's currently working on his physique. Here he is. Eddie, everybody.
Yay.
Hey, 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 hey.
I've never said this before, but I want to sue a company.
What?
Let's go.
Check it out. So there is a hydration drink. I'll just leave it at that. And they sell their stuff in a powder form. You put water in a cup, you put the powder in it, stir it up, and it hydrates you, right? My kids love it. They've talked all about it. We bought a pack of them. They have stained four of my cups. Like, it looks like SpaghettiOs were heated in there.
Oh. Is it a company that an influencer owns?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
So, dude, I want to go after this company. Okay, maybe not sue them.
What are you going to sue for? $1.90 for the four cups?
I can say these are they were handed down by my
generations.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could say. I'm sure they'll research that you bought them at Target.
Or listen to this clip back.
They can do that, too.
Why don't you, though, just use cups that are the color of, like, actually buy some plastic cups that are orange, and then if they're stained, they're just stained that color.
Not a bad idea for the future, but these four cups have been ruined because of this drink.
Why were those cups so... Say it in case it plays back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Why are those cups so important to you?
Oh, these cups are so old. I bought them at a...
Your great-grandmother.
Yeah, my great-great-grandfather.
And he was in the Civil War.
The Spanish-American War.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, man. And these cups have been in my family for years.
Wow, I'm really sorry to hear that.
And now they're ruined.
If a judge ever hears this, for sure it's in your favor.
Hey, those cups are stained.
But,
and I'm crying. I shouldn't be crying either, but I am.
If the powder's doing that to the cups, do you wonder what it's doing inside your body?
That's how we can really sue.
Yeah.
Your Honor, I'd like to show you my kidneys. Okay, Eddie, thank you.
Yeah, man.
Great. Let's go over to Lunchbox. His bits are wacky, and he's always yelling at Abby. Here he is, LBZ.
Guys, so the Dallas Zoo's been in the news because all these animals are getting out. People are cutting holes in the enclosures. And so I said, all right, you know what? The animals escaped the zoo. Let me call some zoos and let them know their animals got out. Little prank calls here.
Wait, so you prank zoos telling them their animals have escaped?
Oh my gosh.
That's such a waste of their time.
No, no, it's funny because it's all in the news about the Dallas Zoo. So they're like, man.
Well, there's a lot of things. Murders in the news.
Yeah.
Wildfires.
Murder's not really funny.
But just because it's in the news. Should we play this or no? Mike? I don't know. He did the shoulder shrug.
Oh, no. That's a no.
Okay, let's hear Lunchbox call zoos and tell them their animals have escaped. Okay.
Thank you
for calling County Zoo. How can I help you?
Yes, man. I just left your zoo, and I'm in the parking lot, and an animal just jumped on my car.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear
that.
Yeah.
So I like, I don't know how it got out of the exhibit or how it got out, like if there's a hole in the fence or what, but it jumped right on the windshield, and I'm sitting in my car, and I'm freaking out. Get out of my car! Come on!
Well, sir, I'm happy to help and try to send somebody out your way. What kind of animal is it?
Yes, it's a cricket. Like, there was a cricket, and I don't know how it got out of your zoo enclosure, but I'm in the parking lot, and it landed right on my windshield.
From our exhibit.
No, I just left the zoo. I'm in the zoo parking lot, so it's obviously from the zoo.
I understand that, but every parking lot has bugs of some type. Look, sir, if this isn't a serious request, I'm going to need to get back to work, but we do appreciate you visiting the zoo.
I mean, I want other people to be able to see the cricket when they come to the zoo and go to the exhibit. So I don't know. Is it? I don't want to kill it. Is it going to hurt it if I drive off? Like, are you going to send someone out?
No, we're not going to send somebody out. Crickets are not a part of our exhibit.
Okay. Cringy.
Okay.
At least he didn't say it was a tiger and they send out people searching.
That's funny, huh?
No.
What do you mean, no? Hit it right.
The whole call again?
Is there another one?
Did you do another one?
Yeah, there should be another one.
Is there another one? How long is it?
Minute.
Oh, God.
Hit it right.
Go ahead.
Hello, zoo.
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling because I just left the zoo, and I'm over here at the gas station right down the street, and I think your animals got out of the exhibit.
What animal are you looking at?
Like I'm at the gas station, and I can see them going straight from like the zoo property right over here to the gas station, and I just feel like it's probably not safe for them to be out. You know what I mean? I thought, oh my gosh,
what kind of animal are you looking at?
Yeah,
sir? There's a
trail like all the way from, it looks like they're coming straight across from the zoo all the way over here to the trash can. It's just a trail of ants.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to just, we'll take a look at that, and thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, I mean, do you want me to stay here until someone gets here to make...
No, that's fine. We'll send someone over, don't worry.
All right, thank you. All right, bye.
Wow, she just plays along because she thinks he's...
special.
See, the animals escape. The animals have escaped.
Wow.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
Tell me that wasn't fun.
Yeah. She keeps hearing phantom meows, and her 15 seconds of something starts now. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
I saw this mustard hack. Like, if you have a headache or something, you just mix some mustard and some Subway water, put it in a bowl, and then you stick your feet in the bowl for, I don't know.
No way. This has got to be on TikTok, and it's got to be a lie just to get people.
Here's a clip.
Okay.
Mustard and hot water soak. If you get migraines or headaches, you're going to want to do this. And if you're out and about and you can't, take a spoonful of mustard.
That's somebody tricking you so you have mustard on the bottom of your feet and they laugh at you. Did you do this?
No, not yet.
Don't be silly.
I'm seeing if y'all had ever
heard of it.
I was like, oh, what a holistic way to get rid of, pain.
Holistic, oh, using soap that's probably so full of chemicals.
And mustard that's just so natural.
Well, I'm just saying it's, I don't have to take a pill, which I'm not anti-pills. I'll take a pill all day long, but I just...
Okay, let us know if this works. I've not heard of it, though.
Okay.
A lot of these TikTok things are just made up.
Yeah.
They're not real. They just do it as kind of like a joke. Oh, yeah. Finally, Ray, hit me up.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he likes to take vacations that he saw on TV shows, and he enjoys NBA 2K with his bros, Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. Well, here we are this morning. Stanley comes back home after surgery. He had surgery yesterday afternoon. It stinks. One, because his leg's been killing him. He tore his second ACL completely in two. We were hoping that wasn't the case. And it's just tough for 3 months. He's a bulldog. He can't eat too much now because he gets fat real easy. His leg kills him. He's in a full body suit, so he can't actually lick it. He has to stay in a crate. It's just a nightmare. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare for any dog, but a bulldog that already is sick all the time, they're not very healthy anyway. So for the next 3 months, if I come in and I'm grumpy, it's probably that. I'm going to have to sleep in the room with him for like 3 or 4 nights. He snores so loud.
Yeah.
Do you have earplugs? Does that help?
It would help me not hear it, but then I can't sleep because I get some in my ear. And I'm like, can't sleep. I got some in my ear. It feels weird. So yes, but that's the deal. So he's fine. He's out of surgery. but it was yesterday, and he will come home at like 11 today. They keep him overnight, so I was stressed out all day yesterday about it. But that's the deal. Thank you, guys. Let's get started with today's show. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm in the middle of a situation where I need to choose between taking my daughter to see Taylor Swift on April 13th and my job. I bought these tickets after stalking the internet for days. I gave them to my daughter as a surprise for Christmas. But then I accepted a new job. Now my boss is strongly discouraged from anyone taking more than a day's vacation up until early 2025. We live out of town, so I need to take 2 days off to take my 14-year-old, and that seems impossible right now. Do you have any advice on how to navigate the situation? Sincerely, working like a mother. 2025? This is 2023.
Yeah. I guess if you're a new employee.
No, that's not a thing.
I don't know. I was trying to already figure it out.
A year and a half. It's not. Mm-hmm. That can't be a thing. What job is this? Astronaut? Are you not coming back for a year? Otherwise, why aren't you getting off at all? Yeah, this seems crazy, man. So, working like a mother, I mean, I get why you sent me this email, but what I'm here to tell you about this email is that your boss strongly discouraging anyone from taking more than a day's vacation for, it's February now, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, 9, 12, 21 months.
That's crazy. Crazy talk.
Maybe they're working on a big project.
I hear you, but it's if you want someone to keep working at a high level on a big project, you've also got to give them time to recharge so they can stay working at a high level.
That's right.
So my problem here is this boss saying no vacation until 2025. That's bullcrap.
Take this job and shove it.
I don't know how good a job it is. Though. Yeah. Could be. Hey, Johnny Paycheck, I want you to chill out for a second.
Okay.
So I guess it's weighing how great a job this is, because it better be on the spectrum of making great money and setting up great benefits. It better be awesome just to not have a day off till 2025. Aside from the daughter thing, if it's a job you're into and you're like, it's pretty good and you think you can find another light job, I would take your daughter to this show. But I get it. If it's a great job and you can't leave, you just can't leave. Have somebody else take her. You got the tickets for her. I don't know that you absolutely have to go with her. She probably like it.
Yeah, she probably wants to.
But I don't think you absolutely have to. But to me, it's just that no taking time off till 2025. Amy?
Yeah, it's really difficult to just imagine not getting 2 days off in a row if you need it. And then you can maybe you can go to the boss and say, hey, special circumstances, I got these tickets important to my daughter. How can I make this up? I know I can take 1 day off, but not two in a row. Can I work from the road? Can I work an extra day on the weekend or something to make up for it?
I watched this show called The Boys, and he needed to get out of work. He shot himself in the arm.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
That's one way to do it.
Because he knew quickly he could wrap it up, and he had to wear a thing, but he was still off work. Mm. So you could always injure yourself.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I think. Don't tell him you're going to Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
concert.
I wouldn't do that either.
Sick. What? Why is the honesty not the best policy here?
Because he's not going to let you.
COVID.
What if he's a Swiftie?
They're so scared of COVID.
Prove it.
Yeah, just don't post pictures on social media. You'll get busted.
Well, I'd wear one of those set of glasses with a mustache on it the whole time at the show, too, just so they don't know it's you.
Perfect.
I definitely wouldn't say you want off for Taylor Swift, but I definitely, if possible, find a new job. That stinks. Unless it's an amazing job. And then if it's an amazing job, I would find someone to take your daughter. Those are the three options. I wouldn't sneak. You'll get caught. There'll be somebody else there who's going to see. It's not worth it. You're going to be nervous the whole time looking around.
So my thing is an option.
Which is?
Go to the boss and just tell him your situation.
No, don't say Taylor Swift. No,
you can't say Taylor
Honesty
Swift.
Honesty is never a good policy.
Never.
You can, but they're going
to
say no.
But you offer to make it up.
Okay, you can try that too. But I would say
you don't need an excuse when you ask for time off. You can just say, hey, I really need 2 days off.
Hey, this is 2025, boss, here.
Yeah.
Things aren't normal.
Yeah.
So that's okay, here we go. This is the end of this email. I'm going to say this. That sucks. I would leave that job if you could find another job that was good. If it's a great job, you can't leave the job. I get that too. You need to find somebody to take your daughter. Those are your two options. If you go to the boss and say, I need 2 days off for Taylor Swift, she's going to say no.
No, for my daughter.
Or he's going to say no. Or you're going to say, my daughter needs mental health days.
That's much better. Don't say the name Taylor Swift.
Right. Never say that.
No.
Everyone in the world knows how hard it is to get the Taylor Swift tickets. So maybe he'll have some compassion on that.
Do you know who her better boss is? Jake Gyllenhaal. And that's why she's not letting her go, because of Taylor Swift.
That makes sense.
Is there a loophole with the word discouraged? Because it doesn't mean it's in the...
It means they're going to hold it against you.
Okay.
They probably can't legally say no, but they'll hold it against you.
Okay.
Good luck. I hate that for you. Thank you for emailing. That's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
Around the room, what'd you find? That's going to be so interesting. We're going to go, dang, that's a good one. Let's go to Lunchbox first.
Wombats. You ever heard of them? They're a little animal down in Australia. They're the only animals in the world that produce poop in the shape of a cube. That's like, it. Only animal ever.
Like a Wendy's burger.
How, I wonder how perfect a cube it is.
It's a perfect cube. Like and it's because cube. Their intestines are so long that it takes so long to get through that it dries out so much that it forms into a cube.
Okay.
Wow. Wombats.
I'd wear one of those around my neck.
Cube poop?
Couple cubes, yeah.
You're such a germaphobe. How would you carry poop
took
around?
Took so long. Yeah, listen, I'm sure it'd be all... I'm looking at it. No, it wouldn't.
Exactly.
Take that back. All right, Morgan, what you got?
Three Musketeers got their name because they used to come with three flavors. In the 1930s, they came in three packs with a different flavor in each, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. But World War II happened and the rations made it expensive, so the company cut it down to one.
Wow.
Sometimes you don't have enough money. You gotta make tough choices.
Yeah.
And you don't want to change it to one Musketeer.
That doesn't sound right.
That sounds lame. Eddie.
Yeah. Size matters, guys. Listen up. To walruses, their tusk sizes, it's a social status. So the longer the tusk, the more respect that they get. Both men and women, male and female, their tusks grow up to 3 feet long. But if it ever gets broken, they're like, ooh, that guy's not cool anymore.
What if we had to walk around as dudes completely naked?
Oh, no.
And are judged like the tusks?
Now we're in trouble.
Let's roll.
I'd probably be king. All right.
So dumb.
Amy?
Memory lapses can occur when you walk through doorways, which is why you sometimes walk into a room and forget why you even went in there.
But what about the doorway?
It's something about, like, you're physically going through there that, like, it's your brain is processing something differently. You've entered into another space and you forget.
I don't know. I don't need to go through the doorway. I just need to walk to a different part of the room. Wait, why am I? What? I knew I wanted something in the fridge.
It happens.
And I don't even go through a doorway and I'm like, what was it? And I'm like, maybe I don't. So I walk and sit down, and right about the time my butt hits the couch, oh, it doesn't come like one step away from the fridge. I got to get all the way back to the couch. And then finally, I'll give you this one here. Speaking of candy, Snickers candy bars are named after a dead horse.
Huh?
Oh.
Franklin Mars's horse named Snickers died in 1930. Just before he released the candy bar, and as an ode, he named Snickers after it.
Wow.
There's also another one. M&Ms are named after their two founders, Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray, but they wound up hating each other.
Oh, ooh. So Mars won that battle.
So Mars bought out Murray's share.
There you go.
Oh no,
that's
he
why
probably
we
not.
Know Mars.
Oh,
M&Ms.
No.
M&Ms. They didn't want to go one Musketeer. They didn't want to go M's. They stuck with it anyway.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
Come on! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This woman, Meryl, she lived in her Beverly Hills home with her husband for 50 years. Then she decided, okay, he's passed away. I need to sell this and move on. So she does. Well, the family that bought it had some workers come and do some things. And one of the workers found a box of letters. For whatever reason, they were like, I can't throw these away. But they just took them home with themselves, read a couple of them. They're like, these are special. We'll get it back to the owner one day. Fast forward 15 years, and they were able to track down Meryl. And
I wonder
she got,
if they just put it away, too, for 15 years, and they, like, refound it as well.
Yeah. Maybe, but it was a box of love letters that her husband had written her, and she thought they were lost forever. Mm. Like, these notes were from 1948 to 1953. That was
surprised
the time frame.
The paper still was not rotted away or... Yeah, and he's not alive, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah. So when the woman, Meryl, got them, she's 90 years old now, but she's just thankful she's getting to have them before she's no longer here.
Yeah, well, that part's sad, too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you had to go there.
I like it. Everybody, that's people caring. They didn't get any money out of it. It was weird he took it home and read them for a while at his own house. But you know what? We'll get past that. She got it back. She got them back. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Of all the games in all the world, forever, this is the easiest. It's called Easy Trivia. Eddie, you are the champion. You have the tiara on that the champion wears. You will go first. The question is in the category of holidays. It's easy. It's so easy. What date is Independence Day?
That's July 4th.
That's correct. Morgan, what date is Christmas?
December 25th.
Yep. Amy, Halloween, the date?
October 31st.
Lunchbox, what date is Boxing Day? I'm just kidding.
I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. New Year's Day, what's that?
January 1st.
That's correct. Okay, good. So it's so easy, right? Everybody nailed all those?
Yeah.
If you miss it, you're eliminated, and you'll hear this right here.
You've been boned.
The object is not to get boned. The category is colors, Eddie.
Okay.
Easy trivia. What's the color of a school bus?
Yellow.
Correct. Morgan, what's the color of the stars on the U.S. flag?
White.
Correct. Amy, what color are the stripes on a tiger?
Oh.
Is that a trick question? Because
it's easy trivia.
Okay, on a tiger, the tiger has black stripes.
Correct. Lunchbox, what color is Oscar the Grouch?
Oscar the Grouch.
He's just like you.
He's green.
Correct. Easy trivia. Company slogans. Mm. So easy. What company slogan is just do it?
That's Nike.
Correct. Morgan, what company slogan is the breakfast of champions?
Ooh, the breakfast of champions.
Breakfast of champions.
Kellogg?
Kellogg.
You've been boom.
Not really a cereal.
Only one Kellogg.
Yeah.
Kellogg's.
Kellogg's is... There's like Kellogg's, Frosted Flakes.
Yeah,
there's Kellogg's.
A brand.
Yeah. The answer is...
Wheaties.
I'm sorry, Morgan. You got boned. Amy, what company's slogan is, like a good neighbor, blank is there?
State Farm.
Correct. Lunchbox, taste the rainbow is what company's slogan?
Skittles.
Correct. Boom, we have three left.
Woo!
Next round of easy trivia.
Come on.
The category is internet abbreviations.
Oh boy. I'm good at the net.
Okay, not good. Okay.
Put your walkers and Metamucil away oldies and see if you can identify these internet abbreviations. Eddie, what does IDK stand for?
I don't know.
Correct.
Yes!
Amy, what does JK stand for?
Just kidding.
Good. Lunchbox, what does LOL mean?
Laughing out loud.
Good job.
All right, move on. Next category.
We're here. Let's go on.
Next category.
Go to old people.
The next category is the 2000s.
Oh.
Eddie, which sitcom revolves around a group of people working in a paper supply company?
Ooh, that's The Office.
Good. That's hot. Was what reality TV star's catchphrase in the 2000s, Amy? That's hot.
Paris Hilton.
Correct. Lunchbox. In 2000, who starred in the live-action remake of How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
The live-action remake? Jim Carrey.
Correct.
Ah.
Ooh.
Moving on. The category is Disney princesses. We'll move a little faster.
Love that.
Ariel is the princess on what Disney movie, Eddie?
Little Mermaid.
Correct. Amy, Jasmine.
Aladdin.
Correct. Lunchbox, Belle. Belle is the princess on what Disney movie?
Belle? Beauty and the Beast.
Correct.
Oh!
He knew it.
The whole time.
Did you guys see that possum run through here?
Yeah, guys, for sure.
The category is the human body. We're moving faster. What's the name of the organ that we use to breathe in oxygen, Eddie?
Lungs.
Correct. Amy, name one of the two parts of the body that continue to grow for your entire life.
Ears.
Correct. Or nose. Lunchbox, how many senses are there?
Five.
Correct. Animals of the ocean.
Huh?
Category animals of the ocean.
Okay.
A little harder. Also known as an orca, these mammals have black bodies with a white underside and patches near their eye.
Ooh, killer whale.
Correct. Killer whale, exactly right. Which large marine mammal is characterized by tusks and whiskers, Amy?
Huh?
Which large marine mammal is characterized by tusks and whiskers?
Marine
animals of the ocean.
They're not in the Marines, Amy.
Fun fact, I wanted to be a marine biologist when I was a child.
Which large marine mammal is characterized by prominent tusks and whiskers?
In the ocean.
Answer.
Boner. I don't know.
You've been boned.
Answer.
Walrus.
Walrus.
The walruses are in the ocean?
Yes.
No, they're in the lake.
They're not in the desert.
What, did you think they're in the bathtub? I don't understand.
Yeah, I
they're
did.
In a pond.
I thought that they were in lakes like in like Africa or something.
How have you ever been to a lake about? Where you've seen a walrus?
Hey.
I've not ever seen a walrus.
You're thinking hippo.
Like in the pond?
Oh, I am thinking hippo.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Dang it.
Oh, come on, man.
What bee fish, known as a cuda for short, is a large saltwater fish?
What?
What bee fish, known as a cuda for short, is a large saltwater fish?
I don't really understand the question, but it's a barracuda.
Correct. Good.
Did the whole word for it.
We have one more category before we go to speed round.
I was very confused.
I know. What barra is a cuda? Here we go. You each get two of these in this category, then we go to speed round.
Come on. Give me something I know.
The category is fifth grade level U.S. presidents.
All right. Lost presidents. He'll get this.
Eddie, who issued the Emancipation Proclamation?
That is Abraham Lincoln.
That is correct. Lunchbox, what president said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country?
JFK.
Correct.
Bam! I'm back!
Eddie, who is considered the author of the Declaration of Independence?
The author of the that is Thomas Jefferson.
Correct. Lunchbox, who was the first president to live in the White House?
John Adams.
Correct. We're going to speed
round. Yeah. Whoa.
Hey, focus.
I was focused on presidents. I don't care about anything
else. There are five questions in speed round.
Oh, five.
Yell your name if you know it.
You got it.
The category is state capitals.
Oh.
What's the capital of Colorado?
Lunchbox. Denver.
Correct. Lunchbox one, Eddie zero.
It was too obvious, but I went for it.
What's the capital of California?
Lunchbox. Carson City.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
Eddie. I got it. Sacramento.
Correct.
Dang it.
1-1. What's the capital of Ohio?
Eddie. Columbus.
Correct.
Didn't know that.
Lunchbox, what's the capital? Or any
other anyone.
Of Florida.
Lunchbox.
Eddie. Lunchbox.
Jacksonville.
Incorrect.
I got it. Tallahassee.
Tallahassee is correct. Eddie.
Yeah!
What do you want to say, Eddie?
Wow, hey, were those all our markets? Like, I think we have radio stations in all those. So I want to say what's up to everyone in Tallahassee. Everyone in Sacramento, what up?
All right, go Noles.
Let's go. That was awesome.
That's awesome.
Woo.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sorry, buddy. Carson City is the capital of Nevada.
Oh, that's what it is.
Carson City, baby.
I just need to learn my capitals. I didn't pay attention to school very much.
All right, that's what's up. This is Fernando from Modesto, California.
So the reason I'm calling is I wanted to ask a favor of Bobby. So my house recently caught fire, and I lost a few of the books that I had from Bobby. So I was wondering if I could maybe get a couple books. I had the signed copy of the Stanley the Bulldog. So I was just wondering if that's possible. If not, well, no, I'll probably just go and buy it myself. But thank you.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for buying those again. That's nice of you, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I need the book numbers. I'll send you a copy of all three of my books. Fail Until You Don't, the second one. Bare Bones, first one. And Stanley. I'll sign all of them. We have his number, right, Scuba, that we can pull?
Yeah, I can call him, yeah.
Okay, I'll send you all three of them from Fernando. I'm sorry to hear about your house. No problemo, dude. Next up, Nicole from Maine.
Are you forgetting that Adam Sandler is one of the most famous New Hampshire men ever? Like, he was born and raised in New Hampshire, and no matter how many years in Hollywood, he still dresses like he's from New Hampshire. Basketball shorts and a puffer coat. That's the New England way.
Note, Adam Sandler was born in Brooklyn, New York, until he was, 6 or 7 years old. I've never met anyone that was born and raised in New Hampshire. And until I do, I'm not sure that it's real. That's all.
I didn't know any of that.
I said what I said. And I've also said that if New Hampshire is really a state where people live, they've got to be the nicest people in the history of the world because they ain't never causing trouble. All the other states cause some kind of trouble. Mm-hmm. Not any people from New Hampshire. That's why I don't believe it.
What about like the representatives from New Hampshire? Do you see them?
Never seen them before in real life. Nope. I've never seen them before in real life.
I don't know who they are.
Just because they're on TV don't mean they're real.
Okay.
Maria from California.
I have something to say. Eddie, you're hot. I love your dimple. That's it. Bye.
Wow. That's what's up. That's
I feel uncomfortable. Sure.
That's what's up. I like that. Leave us a voicemail anytime. 877-77-BOBBY.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A new experiment is giving us the ideal pre-bedtime routine to get the most sleep at night. And all five of these things that I'm going to share They had very high sleep scores, so you can probably just pick one.
Well, if it has to do with not being on your phone or tablet.
No, it's different than that.
Hey, color me gone. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
In at number 5, cleaning your bedroom. Now, this might not be something you want to do at night before bed, but something about tidying up your space helps you relax at night and you have better sleep.
I'm there. Our bedroom stays clean. The only thing, I guess, the only problem is sometimes I'll throw clothes, I'll drop them down beside my bed if I'm changing. But other than that, the bedroom's clean except for the occasional day of dirty laundry. What else?
And at number 4, listening to music.
Don't do that.
It's a screen-free activity. And it leads to long sleep times.
It leads to me analyzing why they wrote the song, what this lyric means, if just going down like rabbit holes. So for me, music's tricky. I used to listen to Coldplay, A Rush of Blood to the Head, that entire record. It's the White album. And anytime I hear it now, where it doesn't matter where I am. If I'm in like a grocery store or driving, I fall asleep immediately.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's just like if it comes on, in my place. And so it... I did it every night where I'm conditioned now to do that.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it stinks. What else?
And 3, watching a comedy. Laughing at something funny before bed was good for sleep quality.
I'm going to say it. Controversial. I don't think they make that funny of shows anymore because everything funny is so much shorter and on TikTok. They don't make that many funny movies anymore. Like LOL movies, like TV shows. But I don't think they really try to because we can get funny quick and easy.
Yeah.
It's hard to get suspense and drama and character building on a 15-second, but Mike, come to the microphone for a second. This is Movie Mike. Do you feel like they make as many comedies as they used to?
It hasn't made a good one in like 5 years.
How do you feel about my theory? Do you think it has anything to do with social media or just the ability to find funny stuff everywhere?
Yeah, it's hard to build a funny story that's continuously funny throughout the whole thing.
And as funny as the stuff we get all day long, just flicking.
Yeah.
So, okay. But thanks, Amy, for that. I don't agree.
And at number 2, doing a face mask or something self-care-ish can ease stress and anxiety, which leads to better sleep.
Mm. No, I don't do that. I'm stressing like, well, I could be like getting something done instead of putting this crap on my face. But I have no skincare routine. I don't
15
do,
minutes at the end of your night.
I'm often told you're going to regret not having a skincare routine when you get well. I don't do anything to my face. I don't even wash my face sometimes because my oils are weird.
I know so many guys that are like that. I don't wash my face. And the minute they start washing their face,
I break out.
They start breaking out. Yes.
Yeah, my wife will go, hey, I have this new stuff for, because she'll wash her face and she'll be like, you should try it. And I do. And I get like little pimples when I do.
So but crazy.
I have a really good complexion. Like my skin's good. I'm slapping it so you know I'm touching my skin.
Yeah.
I'm lucky right now, but I don't do anything to my face. So, hey, eat it up. Yeah. Enjoy it. What else?
This is the very best sleep squad quality score, this thing, and it's meditation.
Yeah.
Just 12 minutes or so, maybe even 5. Whatever you can do before bed, I would say 12 probably seems a little ambitious for some people who've never done it, but maybe you could do it for 2 minutes.
That'll be something in years you'll hear me say I regret not learning how to meditate properly sooner. Because I don't now at all, but I will. I know that's what I'm missing out on in my life, but I can just get more stuff done.
No. I meditated for 4 minutes this morning.
Good for you. That was while taking a nap.
No.
And we're in the middle of a segment, so
no, I did.
That was last hour.
No, in my room. Okay, a research scientist said that we love true crime because it keeps us on our toes.
No, it's because a lot of you ladies are psychotic.
Yes.
And you really want to kill us, but you just don't want to commit to it, so you listen to true crime stuff.
No, it helps us feel more prepared in dangerous situations.
Yeah, prepared to kill us because you learned a technique.
And it says here, as part of this research, that listening to true crime doesn't turn you into a serial killer.
Right. It doesn't turn you into it.
You were already one.
Yeah, that's right. There was already that seed ready to grow. So I'll say this. It's mostly only women.
Yeah.
Mostly. It's like 92%. No, you want to murder your husbands because we're all jerks. All right, what else?
Ashton Kutcher.
All right, what else?
Ashton Kutcher was on the Kelly Clarkson show, and he was talking about how he used a Kenny Chesney song to profess his love to Mila Kunis.
Because I came into her house, and I was singing this Kenny Chesney song, and I was like, you and tequila make me crazy. Because there had been a little too much tequila consumed. And then I told her that I love her, and I meant it when I said it. And she was like, just tell me, say that in the morning. And then before, I woke her up, and I was like, hey, I love you.
Pretty good.
So wow. Cute. You
and tequila also, make me great crazy. Song.
Mm-hmm.
And Grace, this is him and Grace Potter, I believe. Man, what a... What a song. One of my favorites. All right, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Earlier this month, a fire broke out at the dog resort in Seattle, Washington. 115 dogs inside, and Kenny Robinson was working nearby, and he goes, "Hey, guys, looks like there's a fire over the dog place." And you hear dogs, "Roar, roar, 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 roar." Kenny and his coworkers go over there, and they start a human chain. Get all 115 dogs out of the smoke. Say a couple suffered injuries, but they're back home now. Recovering.
Just a couple and just injuries?
Yeah.
And they did human chain and dogs? This could be one of my favorite ever. It's all the things.
Wow, yeah. But I mean, how do you, I don't know where you put 115 dogs as you're rescuing them.
Yeah,
like, do you just throw them in the car? Do you throw them?
You probably just get them out of there.
Throw them in the convenience store next door?
Maybe there's a, I don't know. Maybe they're,
Yeah, that's tough.
Now I'm trying to do the math.
Like it just says they rescued all 115 dogs.
I can fit two in the car.
They just take them out and they say, sit.
Hopefully they get along.
Stay.
They have a bunch of doggy treats out there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.